farther north in Oyem district, 370 kilometers from Kampala, Atawalbino has made available a study plot on his farm for his 30-member group. Despite uneven rainfall patterns, they've been able to make an income.
I have a study plot at my area. I give it to the group members for the plantation where we can study about the farming. Yeah.
What is the size of this plot, of the study plot?
It is about one acre.
One acre. So it is adjacent to your garden.
What?
You have also your garden.
Yes.
How what's the size of your garden?
The other one. Mm-hmm. The other one apart from this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had about 10 acres, which is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what do you grow?
But I'm also a seed multiplier. I'm a seed multiplier. That one is we planted about three acres.
Of rice?
Rice, Narika 4. Yes. We planted 75 kilograms. Yes.
And okay, and are you satisfied with the work of the group?
Yes, I'm satisfied.
And you expect a good harvest in 2 months?
Yes.
How many kilos do you expect?
About 150.
How much that would bring in terms of outcome? How much money do you expect?
Money? I expected about to 3 to 5 million.
Shillings.
Shillings.
How much is that in dollars?
That is $2,500 roughly.
$2,500. So it's realistic that he can expect that?
Yeah, actually that's minimum. And he looks a bit nervous. He's not organized, otherwise it could be more than that.
The Japanese-funded project, through improved rice-based farming systems, has enabled the returnees to produce more food and to generate cash income. Money should be in the bank and managed properly. As a group chairperson, Beatrice Adong, a widow with 6 children, took some steps in this direction.
Yesterday we went to the bank and we opened our account and we just come back.
What is the guarantee that you gave to the bank? Did the bank ask for any guarantee?
They asked me for the letter from the FAO only.
And you did have?
I did get.
So now you have a bank account?
I have it, but it is not with me. I left it in the office.
It's okay.
In the FAO's office.
Which means that for next harvest, how are you going to use that bank account? How are you going to use it?
That bank account? FAO told us that they are going to put some amount of money there. Uh-huh. And we take it.
And with that, but you also going to put the money of
yes,
of
we
the
are
harvest.
Also going to put our money there if we sell our rice.
Peter, I just talked to Beatrice, and she mentioned to me that FAO somehow contributes to their bank account. How does it work?
Yeah, there's a fund which is advanced to all farmer field schools. It's a grant, but we dub it a revolving fund. Each farmer field school gets up to around $500, which is roughly 1 million shillings Uganda money. That money is meant to pay the facilitator, as well as facilitate or establishment of a commercial enterprise. It could be a crop enterprise, it could be a livestock enterprise. Now, once they invest that money in a commercial enterprise, they could raise more than probably 5 million, depending on the enterprise they select. For example, in some of the groups we worked out, with the maize, for example, if they have to invest all that money on seed, and then the group co-funds for labor, for weeding, opening the fields, they could make up to 10 million shillings. And for now, we want to ensure, as the second rain starts, they establish the commercial gardens, and by December they harvest the crop, market it, and they'll all be smiling with money.
This is the way it should happen for the next harvest of the Nerika rice.
Yeah, now for Nerika, that's a similar story because each of them got 10 kilos, which is likely to give them between 500 kilos to 1,000 kilos of paddy rice. And each goes for, we have estimated each at 1,000 because it's grain. So if you multiplied 500 kilos by 1,000, that's 500,000 Uganda shillings. But of course, they won't market all of them. They'll have to keep some of it for food because the project is aiming at food security as well as increasing household income.
A new generation of young farmers aged between 16 and 40 is emerging, a new workforce of motivated men and women in the Ugandan rural world. Eric Lobi lost his parents in IDP camps in northern Uganda. He will try to combine the farm activities and university when he gets more cash from his rice.
Myself, on becoming a farmer, first of all, I started when I was a young man, at the age of 16, because my parents, all they have been peasant farmers, and since they started that one, they brought us in that way. So during that time they were living in this world, I could join them doing those work just in a bit, because I was still a young man. I could not do much. And now, as I talk now, I cannot do much of the work of the farming activity since I'm growing and I've grown up. And with the results that...
How old are you?
I am 20 years old.
You left school, you said?
I left schooling last year after completing Uganda Advanced Certificate of Education at the level of Senior 6. So now I should have been joining the university for the first year, this academic year 2009-2010. But now, due to financial problem, I could not now join the college as I talk now. And the only thing I have to do is to cultivate. Then after the cultivation, the produce of the cultivation will be sold in the market. Then perhaps I may join schooling in the next academic year to come.
Do you have your parents?
Sorry for that. My parents, both of them, I lost them in the 2 decades war in the northern part of Uganda. As I talk now, they're not there. We have been in the camp for the last 10 years. And my parents, all they have been there before they died. And both of them, they died from the camp. And returning to the original site of our homeland, we return as children only. Yeah.
What do you grow now, and what is the role of rice in your current farming life?
Yeah, as for now, what we are growing rice, and the rice plays a greater role in the country's economy, as being one of the most marketable crops in the country, and of which if you grow and you realize good harvest, you will be able to get fairly good income out of the produce.
Have you discussed with the group what you will do with the income from rice?
Yeah, that one, it has been for long in the discussion in the group meeting. We have discussed with the group what to do with the outcome of the cultivation of our rice and the income that we shall realize from the sale of the rice. We have intended to have it at least to educate some of the young ones that they are upcoming after us, and at least to have a fairly good construction and to have some income that will help for the precautionary motives, such as taking the children to the hospital whenever they fall sick, and to have adequate food stuff in the family.
A durable peace is a prerequisite to food security. With Nerika rice varieties and production systems, Japan's support has made an impact. Oh,